You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Vicki Oliver, a leading career development expert and the multi-bestselling author of 5 books. She is a sought-after speaker and seminar presenter and a popular media source and author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. If that title doesn't grab your attention, nothing will. And Vicki, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me back on. I really, really am happy about that. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. Always good to have you and looking forward to hearing from you again today. So for starters, for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you. My name is Vicki Oliver. I live and write in Manhattan. I have written 5 books about career, to the career person, and Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots is really, I wrote it to help someone navigate the politics at their firm. And it's divided by types of bosses. So if you work for a micromanager, that type of boss is in there. And you can look up the type, figure out why that person is driving you crazy, what to do about it, and then put the book away until somebody else at the office drives you crazy.
What a tool. You gotta love it. Now, what are the keys for how companies should better engage workers in the big picture of each task or project?
I feel it's very important for the leader of the team, of the company, to share the person's vision. You have to share your vision, and that motivates the people under you to A, know what they're supposed to be doing, and B, to help you.
Tell us what principles of common business decorum most apply to people in leadership roles. Get into some of those details.
Okay. So it's not a good idea to close your door. You might feel that you are a lone wolf, but that does not give you the permission to continually avoid the people who work for you. You always have to remember that leadership is a privilege. And it's important for leaders to engage their workers. And to do that, share your vision, keep your door open, you know, be accessible to feedback so that you can all learn and grow. Maybe your vision needs to be revised, you know, maybe it needs to be tweaked. You will never know this if you keep closing your door because your workers will be afraid to tell you.
Great points there. Now, here's a topic that makes most people cringe. Tell us about how micromanaging leads to costly employee disengagement.
Right. So, micromanaging, it probably reminds you of another authority figure, your mom or your dad, right? And when you micromanage, your employees just turn off. They just turn off. I mean, their whole, instead of helping you, their purpose becomes to avoid you. And that is not a good idea. It's a much better idea to tell your employees what you need, give them the tools that they need to succeed, and then let them try to do it on their own. You know, give them the trust that they want.
Now, failure is not always a bad thing. What are the short and long-term benefits of letting people fail?
Right. So we all think failure is bad. We're sort of trained to think in terms of grades, like an A versus a D, right? And failure is kind of a D. But the problem is, if you never let your people fail, then they also never try to stretch. This is particularly important for entrepreneurs, for people in small companies, to allow their people the risks, to take risks, basically. If you say you can't fail, that means you can't take a risk. And then you're in a no-risk environment, which is never going to lead to anything creative. So you want people to take calculated risks. You want to reward them when those risks work. And you don't want to castigate them when they fail. There is a benefit to letting an employee fail, not over and over and over and over, but once or twice.
Really, some great information here today so far. We're speaking with Vicki Oliver, a leading career development expert and the multi-bestselling author of 5 books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots here on Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So, Vicki, what have you found to be the things that keep employees interested and concerned in their jobs? And are these things commonplace in today's work world or coveted by a few select companies?
Okay. I feel that leaders need to first tell the vision, as we've talked about. Second, let people fail. Third, I would say show empathy, and I think that most leaders know in their heart of hearts that empathy is a strength rather than a weakness, but I think it's pretty rare as a quality in a leader. You know, a lot of leaders are hard-charging people, and they may not listen as well as they should, but the ability to listen to others and know where they're coming from builds morale. It makes people feel like, wow, you know, my boss really cares, not only about the project. He cares about me as a person. And now I'm going to work 110% for him or her. It's just a great quality to have. And I think everybody has the quality somewhere inside them. So if you know you have the quality inside you and you're a leader, try to tap into it. You know, make your employees, like, for example, know which holidays your employees celebrate, you know. Wish them happy holidays. Give them cards. Let them know you appreciate their work.
Okay, this is something I personally can't stand. If people tell me they're going to do something, I expect them to follow through. Like, I'm going to call you today, and they disappear. So what are the expected business outcomes when leaders flounder on their position and not make good on their promises?
Right. I mean, that sometimes can be a problem. You know, a leader sets forth a set of promises, and then the company falls short for whatever reason, right? I mean, nobody wins business 100% of the time, you know? Nobody is right 100% of the time. But if you're a leader, I think getting ahead of bad news is a very big help to your employees. They want to know that they can, at the end of the day, workers want to know that they can trust their boss. It really comes down to that. So if you have bad news, you want to try to get ahead of it. You want to try to explain it. You want to be honest about what happened and correct, like self-correct. You know, if the vision was wrong, correct the vision. You want to be able to communicate to your people. It's really, really essential. You don't want to hide behind the door, you know, hide the bad news that's going to break anyway in the real news. You know what I mean? Get ahead of it.
Now, this is something we've talked about in the past on hashtag work trends. Empathy seems to be rather a hot topic for people interested in workplace culture. So tell us why empathy should be considered a strength and not a weakness.
Right. So, you know, as we talked about, empathy has always been considered a feminine quality, a soft skill. But whether you're a man or you're a woman in the workplace and you're leading people, you need to show them that you care about them. It's just another word for saying that you care about them, not just in terms of their performance, but also as human beings. You know, that person that has to take the day off because her husband is sick, you know, or her kids have a problem at school, you know. You have to be able sometimes to say, you know what, yeah, we're going to miss you today a lot, but go ahead. Like, you want to show that you care about your people. If you show you care about your people, they will return the favor so many times over and really, really work hard for you.
Some fabulous information shared here today. Once again, Vicki, really appreciate your joining us once again. In conclusion, you talk about how leaders need to develop a reputation for reasonableness. What does that mean?
So often leaders, when they're younger, you know, they get there through sort of a hard-charging way about them. And a lot of times, you know, they feel like they're right, and a lot of times they are right. But once they sort of reach the top, they need to look for compromises. They need to build a team that will not always agree with each other. You know, if you have a really good team, it's going to be unlikely that every single person on it agrees. And there are going to be strong opinions. And as the leader, you have to sort of work your way through those strong opinions to build consensus. It's really super important. At the same time, you don't want to make people feel like, oh, they're losers and winners on your team. You know what I mean? You want to make the team feel like you're moving forward and you're going to find the best decision. They are sort of brainstorming decisions. That's one way to look at it. And you are going to help forage your way through those and build the consensus that you need to move forward. So to do that, it helps to have a cool head and not be hot-headed, not scream at people, not you know, argue loudly with people you disagree with. You want to be Solomon. You want to be the person that finds the reasonable compromise with people, with your people.
A lot of nuggets here shared here today on the topic, and really appreciate it. And I actually want to give you another crack at it here. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a summary, a final word, advice, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
I would say if you're a leader, you want to stay cool and even-tempered. You want to look for the best solution, not the solution that necessarily comes from the employee you like the best, but the best solution for the task at hand. You want to share your vision, and you want to make your employees feel like you care about them as people. And finally, I would just say, you know, when all fails, if it fails, but you have a good group of people working with you, then together you need to find a great solution. You need to change the vision and work towards betterment.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, you are a leading career development expert and the author of 5 books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Where can listeners not only tap into your other books, but be in contact accordingly?
Thank you for asking. It is available on Amazon and in bookstores, places where books are sold. You can also find out more information about me. My name is Vicki Oliver at my website, which is VickiOliver.com. There's a lot of information there in general, articles, some radio interviews, TV, some things like that, that will help entrepreneurs. And it's spelled VickiOliver.com.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Vicki, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good one.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Vicki Oliver, a leading career development expert and the multi-best-selling author of 5 books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. And for further details, visit VickiOliver.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.